Liturgical Day, Tuesday the 22nd in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and began teaching the people at the Sabbath meetings. They were astonished at the way he taught them, for his word was spoken with authority. In the synagogue there was a man possessed by an evil spirit, who shouted in a loud voice, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I recognize you. You are the Holy One of God." Then Jesus said to him sharply, "Be silent and leave this man." The evil spirit then threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him harm. Amazement seized all these people, and they said to one another, "What does this mean? He commands the evil spirits with authority and power. He orders, and you see how they come out." And news about Jesus spread throughout the surrounding area. Our commentary today is by Father Juan Bladet y Pinyol from Barcelona, Catalonia. They were astonished at the way he taught them, for his word was spoken with authority. Today we can see how teaching was the central mission of Jesus' public life. Jesus' preaching, however, was very different from others, and this surprised and amazed people. Despite the fact that Jesus had not studied, he certainly befuddled the Jews with his teaching, for his word was spoken with authority. His style of speech had the authority of he who knows he is the Holy One of God. It was precisely such authority in his speech that gave strength to his language. He used living and specific images, without any syllogisms or definitions. Words and images he pulled from nature, or more often than not, from the Holy Scriptures. Jesus was, no doubt, a good observer, a man close to human situations. While we watch him teaching, we can also see him so close to people, doing them good, healing their sicknesses, driving out evil spirits, etc. In the book of everyday life, he read those experiences that later on he would use in his teachings. Despite this elementary and basic material, the Lord's word was always profound and perturbing, radically new and definitive. The greatest thing about Jesus Christ's speech was how he could combine his divine authority with the most incredible human simplicity. Both authority and simplicity were possible in Jesus, thanks to his knowledge of the Father and his loving obedience to him. It is this essential relationship with the Father that explains that unique harmony between greatness and humility. The authority of his speech did not adjust to human parameters. There was no competition, no personal interest or glitter. It was the kind of authority manifested both by the sublimity of the word and its humility and simplicity. There was never on his lips any personal praise, haughtiness or shouting. Gentleness, understanding, peace, truth, light, justice. This was the aroma surrounding the authority of his teachings.